Gillibrand, Fox News has problem with me demanding fundamental human rights for women. By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2019. Democrat presidential candidate Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, accused Fox News of having an issue with her calls to demand fundamental human rights for women during an Iowa speech over the weekend. The New York senator is trying to capitalize on her manufactured feud with Fox News. It all started after Gillibrand's previous town hall event with Fox News's Chris Wallace. Wallace asked Gillibrand about late-term abortion, but she refused to address her party's extreme views and opted to criticize Fox News and its coverage of all things abortion. "Chris, I want to talk about the role Fox News plays in this because it's a problem," Gillibrand said. "I can tell you, before President Trump gave his State of the Union, Fox News talked about infanticide. Infanticide doesn't exist. Senator, I want to say we brought you here for an hour. And we're treating you very fairly," Wallace said. "I understand that maybe to make your credentials with the Democrats who are not appearing on Fox News, you are going to attack us," Wallace continued. "I'm not sure. Frankly, it's not very polite when we've invited you to be here." "I will do it in a polite way," Gillibrand replied. That quickly became Gillibrand's feminist rallying cry. She is still not letting the feud go and recently accused Fox News of having an issue with her calls to demand fundamental human rights for women. "Not very polite. That's what I was told by a Fox News host at the town hall I did in Iowa last week because I spoke out about the nationwide assault on women's reproductive freedoms," Gillibrand said at an Iowa Democratic Party Hall of Fame forum over the weekend, according to the Washington Examiner. "If Fox News takes issue with me demanding the fundamental human rights for women, 50% of America, I must be doing something right," Gillibrand said. "Women, luckily, I'm not alone." Gillibrand attempted to describe herself as a bold woman going against the grain, with her language almost reminiscent of the Nasty Woman campaign Hollywood embraced in 2016. "I proudly count myself among the formerly well-behaved women fighting back, the women in this room, the men who love us. We are rising up, and we are demanding our rights and our voices," she said. Despite recent efforts, Gillibrand continues to poll at less than 1%.